Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Wednesday, January 29th, 2025. Have your host, James J. Maloff, here. And today we are welcoming into the studio, well, on the phone line, I should say, Nathan Demming, producer, director of the new film February. We're going to have a preview of this film coming here to Rogers Cinema this weekend. Looking forward to that. We'll talk more about that in a moment. Nathan, thanks for being here with us.
Hi, James. Thanks for having me on WFHR.
Appreciate the time, man. And I want to journalistically get this out there right away. I am an actor, so every once in a while, being that Nathan is a director, every once in a while, I'm just going to throw a monologue in there and try to get some work. Just every once in a while.
Okay.
I'm kidding. in all seriousness, I don't have any journalistic integrity. I love talking to directors. I love talking about the arts. And the only thing I love more than that is talking to locals. And people that are from this state, from the Midwest, from this area that are doing this kind of work. I think it's really awesome, man. And I think that we need more artists supporting artists. It's something that we believe in very strongly around here. And we're really happy to have you on and to be able to talk about this awesome independent film.
Yeah.
Nathan, before we
get going. I was going to say, this is my first winter back in a while in the Midwest, and I have just been sick the entire time. I forgot that that's what it's like being back here.
Well, let's get into
so
a little of that.
My voice goes, yeah.
All right, well, we'll work around it. But when it comes to that, we'll get into the film in a minute, but one of my favorite things to do is getting to know you, getting to know our guests. So give us a little bit of your origin story, Nathan. Where are you from? How did you get into this world?
Well, I'm from down the road in Tomah, Wisconsin, and grew up making movies, I guess, with my parents' camcorder, and always loved doing that. I think Wisconsin's a really fun place to grow up making movies because it's just like, one, you know, it's just kind of a naturally beautiful place, but also, you know, if you want to make a Western, you can make a Western, you know, you easily know somebody with a horse or a barn, you know.
It's
a lot of ways. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, no. You go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, and like you were saying, I think I totally agree with how you opened this, and that I think there's also a lot of like amazing regional arts going on too. And Wisconsin is a pretty like collaborative and creative state. There's like a world of difference filming here than in LA.
Yeah, you know, to your point, I spent a couple of years out in California, and one of the things that they were blown away by is when they would get done seeing a movie and seeing that it was filmed in Wisconsin or was filmed in the Midwest, and the ability that the backdrops we have around here are amazing. They're second to none.
Yeah, no, for sure.
When it comes to getting into this world, how did you get your foot in the door? What is some of the studying and the schooling that you've done?
Well, I think it's different for everybody, obviously, and I've always been a very DIY guy, you know, like I said, growing up making movies. But I think the real thing that changed things for me was I went to the London Film School, which when I went there, it was headed by a British filmmaker named Mike Lee. Are you familiar with him?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, great. Yeah, I love Mike Lee. And I was graduating from college, and I saw Another Year, if you saw that film, and I was blown away by it. Went down the Mike Lee rabbit hole and realized this is the director closest to anything I wanted to be or do. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I grew up liking Spielberg and Lucas and, you know, a ton of American filmmakers who are all amazing, but then I saw Mike Lee's stuff and I was like, oh, that's what I want to do. You know, I want to do Westerns. I want to do all that fun stuff, but like his approach to life and filmmaking, I think is so cool. And so anyways, I applied, got in, and then just had this incredible time of, I think, growing as an artist and meeting people and hopefully eventually finding my voice. And so my dream is to kind of carry that fire back with me, to Wisconsin and, kind of do something similar to what he's done for the UK, do it for our state.
And I love that idea. And I think that's noteworthy. One of the things that we, especially in radio, noted a while back was, well, nowadays, everybody, if you want to hear a song, you can go online, find it. You want to find information, you can go online, find it. What's something we can do that nobody else can? Well, we can talk about local. We can do a report and talk about local things like nobody else can because we're living here. We're right here. I think it's a similar thing with not only filmmaking, but with the arts. and really leaning into where you're from and what your vision is. I think that that is very noteworthy. And your project here is all the things we've just said. Before we dive into February itself, I want to just take a step back and talk about the project and this year project, this 12-part series that began with January.
Yeah, so this is my current goal, is to make a film for every month of the year, all set in Wisconsin. I say current like it's like going to be done soon, but the plan is this is easily going to take me 10 or 15 years. And I want to do it for all the kind of reasons we're talking about, which is to, one, I like concepts. There's a film series by Kieslowski called The Decalogue, some viewers might know, which is a 10-part series based on the Ten Commandments. So each episode kind of stands alone and meditates on a certain theme. So that's kind of one inspiration for this. But also, I just think there's so many Wisconsin stories to tell. And also our seasons and our months are so pronounced and different anyways. I'm just really excited about how this series can build and grow over time. And hopefully Wisconsin audiences will be into it, which is why I'm taking February around now. And just look forward to sharing the story with you over 10 years that hopefully everybody will look forward to.
You know, you bring up some really great points there, and I think one of them is one of the strongest ones is really highlighting this area and the seasons and some of the things that come from that. And while they're predictable, a little bit predictable at least, because right now it's we're looking at 50s today here, so it's all over the place right now. It's kind of but on a serious point to that, one of the things that I find that you're doing with this, I'm not sure if it's intentional or not, but it's archiving, you know, you're doing something here and you're getting snapshots of these times where 10, 20, 50 years from now, I think will be even more noteworthy in some ways.
Oh, thank you. Yes, that's definitely that's what I love about Mike Lee's films is you put them on and they're all very different, right? He's made such different films, but each time you put one on, you kind of feel like, oh, that's definitely London in the 90s, or that's Edinburgh in the 80s, or something like that. So, yeah, that is a huge motivation for me as well.
And I will mention, as Nathan mentioned, the film January was already previously released, and you can find that at Venmo. We'll give you more information on how to find that before we wrap up today. Let's talk about the film February. And again, we're going to have a free showing of this coming up Sunday, 1:30 at Rogers Cinema right here in Wisconsin Rapids at 220 East Grand Avenue. We'll tell you more about those details at the end of the show. But when it comes to the movie February, what went into the making of this?
Well, February is about a Latino immigrant, so we shift perspectives. The first one, if people check out January, it's about an older church volunteer at a small church that they might find very familiar, very Wisconsin. And for February, I just wanted to show or start with the idea that our state is very diverse, despite sometimes what the image is in the media. And so focused on a Latino family and how they're fitting in. And the lead, Miguel, who's played by David Ezekiel Duran, he's just arrived. He's struggling to fit in, kind of hates his job and everything. And also coming from Mexico, it's his first winter, you know, so he's adapting to that as well. And the thing that kind of finally starts to open stuff up for him is ice fishing. So, the movie, so there's a lot of ice fishing in the movie. There's a lot of winter in the movie. And that's the first thing I would say, if you're asking about production, is, it was fun and difficult. It's hard. Yeah. It's hard to film on the ice. Luckily we got a layer of snow before we filmed, which in some ways I was disappointed by, because it's really beautiful when there's no snow, but also I don't know how we could have filmed anything slipping and sliding, the whole crew, you know, 20 people falling on the ice. And in general, I don't know if people understand what goes into filmmaking sometimes, but, you know, behind the camera, even though maybe there's two people on screen ice fishing, there's 20 people, you know what I mean? There's 15 or 20 people helping out, and we had three production vehicles, so that's three cars, and even though I was assured over and over again that the lake ice was 2 feet thick, and safe, and there were plenty of giant campers and trucks out on the ice. It still was really nerve wracking.
It's a little nerve wracking, yeah.
You know? Yeah, yeah, for sure.
How long
do
did
you
ice
fish?
I have, yeah, I haven't in a little while here, but I have ice fished a number of times, enough to know exactly what you're talking about for sure. Especially when you're in your, you know, you're just in your shack and you step out of there after maybe an hour or two and you look around and there's so many people on the ice that weren't there before and you start thinking about that, the weight of that and everything. How long did this this take to film? How long did was this project?
Kind of a normal, yeah, normal film window, a couple weeks. And, you know, especially when you're filming for weather, it's kind of reliable, but also you need to have days built in where, I don't know how this happened, but towards the end of the shoot, there was like a couple, like, just like now, there was a couple days in the 50s, and we started to lose snow, and the whole look of the film is snow, you know what I mean? So
yeah.
Then you kind of have to rush and replan things, and, that's the joy and fun of filming filming winter in Wisconsin.
We're speaking with Nathan Deming, producer director of the new film February. We'll be telling you how you can see that film in just a moment. You know, one other thing that stands out about this, and we've touched on this a little bit already, with the telling stories that are told every day, or maybe many might not hear. I think there's also something in here, an added representation as well, because, you know, spending time out in California, there's a stereotype that happens when it comes to the Midwest and what the typical Midwesterner looks like and what their life is like. And having your lead actor be a Latino and being Miguel and being this particular character, I think that stands out as well. Those of us that have grown up on this area and the part of the world and everything, we get this. We're a bit more of a melting pot than I think people realize. But it still is noteworthy to be able to have your lead in this being a Latino character.
Yeah, well, Latinos are the fastest growing demographic in our state, I believe. And we're having another show in Eau Claire the day before, where we're talking with a university professor who told me that it's also estimated that Latinos make up 70% of the dairy force in Wisconsin now. So, like, they're a huge part of our state's identity and economy. And yeah, I just thought it'd be really fun to kind of focus on them, include them. And then also, I think there's maybe two layers, hopefully, for what I'm representing. There's definitely that. And then also, like you just kind of brought up, I think commonly when we're looked at, we're kind of looked at as the world of Fargo, even though that's Minnesota, you know what I mean? We're kind of a punchline, or just that don't you know, or, you know, just kind of like, you know, it's kind of jokey. So the other side of that is the ice fisherman character, Carl, who is very much probably a person people know or like would recognize, who I cast off a Craigslist ad. So he is the real deal. He's pretty much his character. And, but yeah, I also wanted to be kind of faithful and accurate to him and that, because, like, yeah, I don't like us being a punchline. I don't like being reduced to kind of stereotypes. So yeah.
You know, I'm glad you brought this up, because I wanted to piggyback off of the representation of having a Latino lead character. Right now in production and being filmed is a TV show or a movie about a New Yorker or a LAite or something like that. We have such representation when it comes to our bigger markets and our bigger cities and all that. We need more and more of these, and on a representation level, of certainly, but just on a creative level also. I think that this is important for film in general, where we're seeing more and more parody and more of the same kind of things. How many prequels can we get? How many sequels can we get? So many of these things. And I'll admit that I watch some of those and everything. So I'm just as guilty of some of this as others. But I think that, like a lot of people, we sit back, whether we're in the industry or just fans of it, and like, well, where are the new stories? Where are the different stories? Give me something new. Give me something a little unique. And something that is, you know, one of the things that I think that you're able to do here that is so cool is be able to find something relatable while also something fresh and new to people.
Yeah, I was really, you know what I was blown away by is how few movies there have been about ice fishing. Like, you have Grumpy Old Men, and I mean, there's just movies that might have scenes of it. And when you're preparing a movie, often one of the first conversations you have, like with a cinematographer, is like, okay, what are our references, or what other movies have been made about this topic, just to kind of see how they tackled it creatively or anything like that. And there was just so few things, and I was like, this is such a cool interesting aesthetic activity, very Wisconsin activity, very Midwest. I was just kind of blown away the lack of lack of films that had covered it. And also everything else you just said, I totally agree with, and I think that there are so many stories to tell. And I think like a huge, we're obviously very divided right now along many lines, but maybe an underappreciated one is the urban-rural divide, which doesn't just work on a state level, but on a country level. And I've been in LA for 10 years, and I think I've just seen it really ramp up in that time as well, where people talk about people from rural communities or smaller communities as if they're like exotic animals that can't be understood or something
like that.
You know? Yeah. And it's like we have normal lives. Like, it's just, we need to be in more in conversation. And maybe on the cinema level, yeah, that could mean more stories that aren't just about the main character is an ad executive in Manhattan or something like
that. Yeah, exactly. Well, and there's another representation part of this and a relatability part of this with that, where you're opening eyes with this one and telling stories and hopefully getting people to realize, wow, it's something that I try to do all the time when it comes to people from Illinois and Wisconsin. As much as they may not like this either side, you guys have more in common than you realize. And showing relatability and an empathy that can happen from that. And with this movie, with things like this, maybe creating a little bit more of this understanding, a little more empathy with West Coast and Midwest and East Coast and Midwest and some of these things, and just reminding people that we're all alike, we all have more in common than not, and there's no downside to that.
Oh, that's definitely a major theme of the film, yeah. Like, I truly believe that too, that underneath kind of all the things simmering in our culture right now, I think day-to-day, in person, right, like, despite all this stuff buzzing around our heads on the radio waves or the TV waves or the internet, I think we want to get along. I think we want to help each other. If your car breaks down in Wisconsin, pretty sure most people will stop and help you fix your tire. And actually that happened when we were filming in February. we broke down on Highway 90 and a bunch of people immediately helped us. And yeah.
We've got a free showing of the movie February coming up right here in town Sunday. This Sunday, February 2nd, 1:30 at Rogers Cinema here in Wisconsin Rapids, 220 East Grand Avenue. What does it mean to you, Nathan, to be able to have some of these free showings and some of these things going on with our local theaters? I can't imagine how good that must feel.
Well, it's so fun, yeah. So like I said, I grew up down the road. I should also note that at that screening and every screening as we kind of go around the state, I'm going to be there. And for the first week of screenings, including our show in Wisconsin Rapids, the lead actor, David's going to be there. He's flying up from L.A. So we're going to, like, present the film and do a Q&A afterwards, and that should be really fun. And I love Wisconsin. I love the big cities. I love the small cities. And I'm really excited, especially for the small town showings. And, like, I've just found all these really cool theaters that kind of maybe grew up going to once or twice, and now it's really fun to return and show a movie here.
And I want to remind everybody as well that while this is a fun one, we're looking forward to it. Nathan's got some other great work out there that I cannot encourage you to check out enough. January, as we mentioned before, but Speaking in Tongues is one I really wanted to make sure we just touched on before we let you go. Was that your first feature?
Oh, thanks. Yeah, that was my first feature. And I shot it a couple years ago now. And very different than this year series, but probably similar in keeping with the themes I'm interested in. I don't know if you checked it out, but it's about a young man kind of struggling in his newfound faith at a megachurch. Mm-hmm. So there's kind of highs and lows, and I think it's an interesting movie.
It was, I did see it, and it was something that while so many of the things I've been touching on, that movie did as well, and I see a theme with your work of relatability, because it was something that not my wheelhouse, not my world, but I found such a relatability to that character and other characters in it. It's good work, man. I'm joking around about being an actor and all that, but I would love to work with you because you've got a vision and an idea that you're sticking to with these works that I think is really exciting and fun, but also necessary. We don't have enough of it. And I appreciate that you're doing that kind of work. I don't think a lot of people realize you could be taking this talent, man, and doing a lot of other things with it. The fact that you're taking it and putting so much into our state in this area, I commend that, man. I think that's very cool that you with the work that you're doing.
Well, thank you. That's so nice. And yes, definitely. Let's send me your headshot. Let's chat. And,
I appreciate that. And Nathan, if people want to find out more about your work, about this project in particular, how can they do that?
Got a couple websites floating out there. First of all, for February and all of our screening tour, which if your listeners can't make the Wisconsin Rapids one, we have a plenty around the state the next month. So you can find all that information at februaryfilm.com/screenings. And then also I have a personal website, nathandeming.com, which has all my work, including Speaking in Tongues and a couple other shorts I made years ago that maybe people would have fun checking out. But yeah.
Be sure to check that out, everybody. One of our favorite mantras around here is buying local, supporting local. That includes the arts. I think it is, I will mention it every chance I get. Wisconsin finished dead last in the union when it came to funding the arts. So we, the people, need to come around and support artists. Artists supporting artists is one of the more powerful things that we can do, not just for our economy, but for our souls and our mental health. Encourage you to check this film out. It's going to be premiering right here in town, Sunday, February 2nd, 1:30 at Rogers Cinema, 220 East Grand Avenue, right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Find out more about that and Nathan's great work at nathandeming.com. nathandeming.com. Don't be a stranger, man. Next time another one of these projects comes up, we'd love to have you come by.
Thank you so much. Can I? You just reminded me. Can I plug one more thing that I've been meaning to plug on this?
Yeah, tour? Definitely.
I'm also working with this organization, this nonprofit called Action Wisconsin, which is a bipartisan group of filmmakers and entrepreneurs and small business owners that is doing exactly what you just described, which is lobbying the state to bring film tax incentives back to Wisconsin, because we are dead last in arts funding, and we're one of 13 states that don't offer film incentives. So anyways, people can look up more at actionwisconsin.com, but I'm sure you know, too, that's a huge reason why things don't get made here, and it's such a bummer. So if we can, if we can get that law changed, which it should be going through the house soon. That'd be great.
You saw part of the reason you saw, I brought this up, man. See, we already got chemistry. That's great. That's awesome. Nathan, again, thank you for the time, Nathan, and the work you're putting into the, all of this. We'll talk again real soon.
Thank you so much.
Again, check out this amazing film, you guys, this Sunday, February 2nd at 1:30 at Rogers Cinema right here in Wisconsin Rapids, and find out more at nathandeming.com. We'll have more Midday Magazine coming up for you right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio.